On Cherry-O's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, that was We Are Leo with Your Voice. With me for another dose of Wednesday wisdom is apologist and professor at Master's College and Seminary in Peterborough, John Topping. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, glad to. This is exciting for me.
All right, John, you're going to help us with a tough question that we need to understand for ourselves and be able to help others with, and that is, why would God, a loving God, command the killing of so many people, especially in the Old Testament?
Yeah, that's difficult, and you can definitely see why people would be so challenged by that. Because when you read the Bible, you see passages like, kill every man, woman, and child.
Yikes.
And these sorts of things. And, like, that's a scary concept. And so there's a few different points that we need to understand here. The first is, it's not as though these were just random people chilling out, doing their own thing, and God comes along and wants to slaughter them all. These people were immoral. These people were offering their newborn children as sacrifices to their god that they understood to be Moloch. And what they would do is the statues would be made of metal. They would have a bonfire under the hands, and the hands would heat up to red hot, burning hot metal, and they would put the newborn babies on that, scorching their skin to the metal and hearing the screams cry out while the parents worship the god. Mm. So that's horrific. When I hear that, I'm tempted to just disbelieve that that ever happened because it's so horrible. How can that be true? Mm. But that's what history tells us. That's what the Bible tells us. That's what other sources tell us as well. And so he was eliminating this concept from the world. And we even find in other passages like Deuteronomy 20, where God tells them, I want you to eliminate this from the world because I know if you don't, you will follow after their ways. And what we find in Scripture is, at times, the Israelites didn't listen to that charge to kill everyone. And then what we find is, they start doing it themselves, and Israelite babies slaughtered as well.
That's some really helpful context, John, but I know this doesn't just come up in that one place in the Old Testament. It comes up quite a bit. So are there any other ways you can help us understand, again, God's motive in having these commands of death?
Most people aren't aware. When Scripture uses extremely harsh language, like kill every man, woman, and child, that actually was an expression during that time.
Good point. It's
hyperbole. It's not literally go stab children in the face or something like that. It's hyperbole. And we can tell that, first of all, it uses the same phrase in a lot of different places with the same wording. But there's a part in Scripture in 1 Samuel 15 where God commands them, kill every man, woman, and child. The king says, I've gone and I've done that. So every man, woman, and child has been killed. Then we see that people group again in 1 Samuel 30. How can the people group still be around if they've killed every man, woman, and child? It's because it was an expression. It's like nowadays, if your preferred sports team wins a game, and you'll say, oh, they slaughtered the opposition. Did they really slaughter them? No, it's just an expression. It's a turn of phrase. Mm. So when it says kill every man, woman, and child, it's saying go win the battle. And they did win the battle. And so the reason the people group is still around is because they didn't kill every single person. That's an expression.
Hmm. So these expressions, sometimes we don't necessarily always lead people to, you know, interpret them literally. We just can't.
In hermeneutics, which is the study of how to interpret the Bible, in proper hermeneutics, you try to understand the original context. And in this original context, you look at the other scripture and you see the context that seems to be an expression that was around at the time. The Bible was never written as a rigidly objective scientific book giving propositions. It was written as a history by people who experienced the history. Just like today, we use expressions all the time. If people in the future look back, they have to appreciate our cultural context and our literary context and try to appreciate where we're coming from.
Yeah, I appreciate that, John. You're right. Years down the road, we are going to have to explain the context as to why we said what we did, especially when it comes to COVID. Let's be real. We are getting back to the tunes. I've got one that features a country artist. Torrin Wells has Rascal Flatts on his track. That's after Jordan Feliz next.